Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Red Dragons faithful. Welcome to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, hosted by Bo Machante, that features Coach Perry and the next generation of today's Red Dragons players.
Welcome back to another edition of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, along with Coach Jim Perry. And we got some breaking news for you as we begin the podcast. But we want to give a big shout out to Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, who powers their program. And Coach, we sat down here in our official office for this 2022 season. But you got a little breaking news to share with us on the podcast.
Yeah, I guess if you go back to COVID, it's just the world we live in. Things are you got to be able to be more flexible than we as football coaches like. But we did just find out, obviously, I think by now most of our fans would know that the Braves had, looked to schedule another opponent. But we picked up another opponent ourselves just a few minutes ago. I haven't even really watched maybe just a few snaps of film. Quaker Valley, they're a little north of Pittsburgh, I think over toward the airports, and they lost their opponent because of a situation going on at another school, and we're looking, and Mr. Fritz was able to secure a game. What I regret to tell you is our breaking news, a little incomplete. We don't even have, it's so fresh, we don't even have a location for the game yet, or even, Friday, Saturday, and of course, this is all contingent that, of course, there can be an agreement between the teachers and the board as far as that goes. But, we're in a lot better position than we were, 24 hours ago, so we're thankful for that.
Were you able to share any of that news with the team?
Yeah, we did. In fact, right about when I was coming down here, when we first got the call. So we were able to start the day off. We really had a planned day to lift and stretch and then do all that, and we didn't change course there. We figured, first day of school anyway, which is probably always your worst practice of the year. The kids didn't realize the sleep they didn't get and so forth, and they're worked up and tired from being in school. So we just stuck to the game plan as far as, we lifted weights and did our yoga. And now we are, when I walk out of here, we'll get to looking at film and get preparing for these guys.
So I'm sure the their faces had been some of the saddest faces come across as a coach in your career, I'm sure, when news broke that the game would not be played. On the flip side, what was their reactions when you told these guys that they may have an opponent that stood up against this weekend?
As you expect, a little bit of cheering, a little bit, all right, let's go, But again, I will tell you that probably on both sides of it, the kids are more even keeled than the adults.
Oh, yeah.
And, you go back and just see what we practiced all summer 2 years ago, not knowing if we were even going to play. Snap it. I had a hard time with that, and the kids showed up every day and really led the way as far as that goes. And last year, of course, was I thought, tough with losing that Jefferson game, early in the week and, because of COVID. So we have a little experience here, weirdly. And like I said, I'm thankful that we're in this situation. Now still in that mode of we can only control what we can control. We'll be preparing for these guys, but of course, we need a work agreement to be able to play the game.
And Lions came in this weekend, and I tell you what, high-powered team. I think we knew that from the get-go. From the time I parked the car, there's a touchdown. From the time I got to my seat, you guys scored a touchdown. And then by the time I actually got comfortable by my seat, there's another touchdown. Three touchdowns in the first 3 minutes, 14-7. You guys come back, lots of scoring. I think seven touchdowns in the first quarter. Have you ever been part of a game where you just there was so much scoring in the first quarter like that?
I think that's probably the quickest I've ever seen. Like you said, I've seen maybe back-to-back touchdowns, but when you talk about like three, four, five touchdowns, I looked up. I think there was 2 minutes and some left in the first quarter, and I looked up and thought, man, this has been a long half. And then I started thinking about, wait a minute. We haven't even flipped field yet. We're still in the first quarter. So that recording was, somebody said it was close to an hour, over an hour long. You certainly don't ever think things are going to unfold that way. It's almost like you play a team that's high-powered offense, and
the game ends up 6-3 or something. You would have never expected that to be the case. So, yeah, it was definitely different. And, you know, I tell it early on there, I was like, well, this might actually work to our favor. I think, you know, our kids have had success against the Lions the last couple of times we played them. And we told them, you know, let's get this thing into the second half. And then, of course, you know, two big, big mistakes. We had the pick six. And then, you know, the punt snap over the punter's head, which, you know, at that point it pushed that score to 3 scores. And much as you don't want your kids' level to drop, you know, when you're down 3 scores, the human nature that, you know, feels helpless. And, you know, I thought our effort sort of sank from that point.
And that's fair enough. Again, I mean, that is part of sport. And like you said, I mean, being down 3 touchdowns, that's got us to kind of diminish the fire and spirit. But nonetheless, there's always the guys that Nathan Coots at 10, I think he's a good player. And then 22, I thought he really just, I mean, he got beat up.
Yeah, it was, one thing that I thought was different with Lions is I did think they were physical, especially they're still playing the physical. And 22, Chris Roshar, obviously, and you know, he was kind of a little energizer bunny as far as that boy. He kept taking the hits and kept popping up. And, you know, you spend a lot of time with these kids. You know, you're like, man, you're going to be okay. But he has that mentality to keep going back in there. And then you mentioned Nathan Coots, number 10. You're going to sit in the stands and watch him and just say, man, does that kid have a motor to him?
Yeah.
And, you know, when he has that motor's always going. When he gets his technique matching the motor, it really is poetry in motion. He's a tremendous football player, and he has a lot of room to grow. So it'll be exciting to watch him grow up as he goes through these next 2 years.
I thought the Lions defense, I kept putting a lot of contested passes. I mean, these receivers on the Nile side, I really thought they had to really work their tails off. You know, I mean, Budak just to get these guys the ball. Thought these guys really had to, you know, be in position, and you know, it wasn't a lot of plays where they were just open waiting for it, and they really had to fight for it.
Yeah, and we, you know, one area where we really struggled was up front. They had a one technique nose tackle that just gave us fits, and you know, we were really limited on what we could do. Now we did break a couple long runs, but a lot of those Joe Smith.
Double Joe Smith shout-out, by the way, Joe Smith here in the notes.
Yeah, he both sides of the ball, of course. And, but he rushed for over 100 yards. And but when it came to throwing the football, we were limited to our quick game, get the ball out.
Right.
Because we couldn't present to Anthony. And that limited, and like you said, a lot of contested catches. And, you know, they had a kid that ended up with three interceptions in one game. I mean, that's a career for most people. He had three in one game. You know, one of them off a tip pass. And the other two, I thought, you know, the kid made a great on the pick six. He saw some on film that he saw. He jumped it. We threw a late ball there. And the one thing I love about that play, I'd rather forget the play altogether, but you watch Anthony, he did everything in his power to chase that kid down. And that's all we really, you know, our kids are going to make mistakes. They're young kids. They're learning the game of football. But when you make a mistake, if we all can provide that effort to try to correct it, and that, you know, it's not much.
Definitely. And we have to mention Joe Smith. Gardner gets hurt. He steps in to the role. And
the hard part about Antoine's injury was it happened the day before the game. So it wasn't like Joe plays another position on offense for us, a couple other positions, actually. So for him to be sort of thrust into the whole thing, you know, another thing that happened, the backup to Antoine I just got to say it the way it is. He quit the football team on Monday. And so, you know, Joe's had limited repetitions there. To go out and have a 100-some-yard performance on offense and continue playing great on defense, I know we're putting the cart before the horse here, but to me, he's player of the week for us for sure.
Yeah.
And actually, you can name whoever you want. I'm saying in my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I think Joe really stood out.
It was hard. Statistically, it's hard not to, especially you revealing the situation. But, I think Joe's big plays, kind of had one cut ability. And once he hits that corner, boy, I mean, he's like a little rocket.
Yeah. I mean, he has tremendous speed. I mean, he's our fastest
kid. And if you look at his first touchdown, you can definitely see that. And, you know, that's a weapon we need to try to be able to utilize no matter who's in the ballgame,
right?
Because speed kills for sure.
Yeah, and then Roshar, 22, I love the effort, and that kid took a beating. Nathan Koontz, loved what he was able to do, and then Joe Smith, obviously, I think the Pernani prayer of the game. So possibly a game this week or even Saturday, right, Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, like I said, I don't know that we'd be allowed to. I mean, I think we'd be allowed, but, we would play on Sunday. We would play on Thanksgiving. I mean, we just, you know, there's so much – put into
wheels in motion here.
That part, but for me, the willingness to play the game, you know, you had kids, you know, playing. We've been training since November, you know, and you only get 10 of these things guaranteed to you, which now even feels like less, but you want to do everything you can in your power to help the kids out and get a game played. So, you know, we're committed to hopefully making that happen. So today's a good first step to that.
Excellent. Once again, you're listening to the Miles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance. You can always listen to these podcasts. They're free and available at Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcasts, you can find this particular show. And who is our guest featured Red Dragon player today, Coach?
Yeah, so 2 year starter for us on the offensive line. This year playing doing a really good job on the defensive line as well. Playing both ways is sort of new for him. I think he's one of our leaders. He was captain, you know, voting. I mean, I don't put that out there, but we had a lot of kids get votes this year, and he was in that next tier of kids. And so I think his teammates really admire him. And then he was actually our captain this week because with Matt being out and just rotating through our seniors that have earned a chance to go out there and captain us for a game. So Connor Morris is going to be our player. And for those of you who frequent Taco Bell, whether you know it or not, Connor mans the drive-thru window there quite frequently. And believe me, anytime I didn't get my sauce or, my order's not at the bar, I let Connor know about it. But actually, when he's working the window, usually is correct.
Excellent. So we're going to get Connor Morris here on the show, talk a little bit about what he brings to this Dragon program. And, again, always Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can download these free. And, again, breaking news, maybe the Niles Red Dragons will have a football game this week. And I got a team from PA who had some scheduling issues of their own, which might have led to a possible game for the Red Dragons. So if we wait for Connor to come, and as promised, Sirius, welcome to the show, brother.
How are you?
I'm great. Have you ever listened to the pod? Have you heard of the pod?
I've heard of it.
Okay. It's not as big as Joe Rogan's, but, we're getting there step by step. Well, welcome to the show. And, a lot of stuff going on for you guys. Let's just get to the breaking news. What it was like when Coach said you might be able to play a game this weekend? How exciting was that?
Oh, it was very exciting. Everyone thought, LeBrea can't.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a game, but everyone's hopes that we go win. Pretty happy.
Yeah, so in first day of school, you're probably like, oh, man, you're just kind of dragging. So that probably had to put a lot of pep on the step.
Yeah.
And I see the smile on your face. So this past weekend, Alliance, I mean, they were a big, talented team. I thought you guys really gave a valiant effort. You hung in there, and they just kind of got a little bit away from you. A couple touchdowns, turnovers kind of cost it. But what was the mindset after that game?
I would say that we'd for sure get better.
Yeah.
These things got to work on. I mean, it wasn't great that we lost, but I think there's a lot we can learn from it.
Yeah, and you had your hands full. I mean, that was a big team, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't a snap where you're gonna be like, hey man, I'm gonna maybe let up and you couldn't catch your breath. You lost the pressure, and I thought you guys did a good job of just staying in the game and protecting Anthony and trying to do it. You know, because I said I know you guys didn't have a lot of time the way they were coming at you, but you did.
New people stepped up.
Now you're that O line. You're used to Antoine Gardner doing his thing. Is it different seeing Joe Smith stepping in that role? I mean, and then see him. I think what Joe is he number seven?
Yeah.
So what was it like seeing him dart downfield, getting upfield?
I was surprised. He did really good. I think he played a couple years ago when he was down in middle school at LRD, but he stepped up. He did good. I'm proud of him.
take us inside that Red Dragons huddle, man. You got some new faces, especially with some injuries. You got, you know, Anthony Budak, quarterback. But kind of take us, who's the guy in that huddle? Who's the kind of keep? Who's the guy that keeps things loose? And who's the guy that keeps you guys in line and make sure things aren't going to go too sour?
I would say when Antoine, for our first game, he was in there. I would say a lot of our O-line is all, like, keeping everyone together. And
yeah.
Matt Keeley's a big one.
Okay. And, you know, we mentioned it last week, too, with our guest, the O-line, you know, usually one of the most cohesive units on all football teams. You feel the same with this one?
I think so. Yeah, I think pretty good. Like, everyone's all there. And I think it's good.
So let's – I would like to rewind it back with you guys. Football, your favorite sport growing up?
Mostly, yeah. My mom would let me play. So I was sixth grade, and we played 1 year of LRD, and then from there, I played since.
Okay. Always on the line, or did you have different positions before you found yourself playing this year for the veterans?
Yeah. I was always on the line, starting LRD, and then and now.
Are you chatty out there? I mean, if I'm lining up against you and I'm – Is there a PG-13 thing that you could say on the pod? Do you have a staple thing? Like, if I'm talking to you, is there something you'd like to fire back at me? Or
it just depends on what they say. Like, if we're in the game, so I'm just like, oh, you don't want to be here tonight, or, like, stuff like that.
I love it. Teammates, who's your closest teammate?
I have to say, between three, it'd be Matt Keeley, Nick Velez, or Max Cicero.
Okay.
We're all pretty close.
All pretty close?
Yeah.
And obviously that unit. And I know the part, I shouldn't say party, but to get together at coach's house for the O-line.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how fun is that? Just
it's pretty fun. Everyone there, good food.
What's the go-to thing when you go there? What's the best part of the meal?
Oh, okay, so there's this dip for chips. Wife makes it, Miss Keeley.
Okay.
And it's the best.
What is it, a ranch dip, a cheese dip,
like
a bean dip?
It's like a chip dip, like the name of it.
Is it more like a mustard?
Okay.
I know what you mean, like an onion dip.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. For like potato chips.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Okay. Fair enough. So you don't know anything about this opponent this week. You don't know if you're going to play this week. For you personally, I mean, what's your mindset right now? I mean, I know this news just broke, I mean, probably an hour ago, that you may play. But
I think we've got to push forward, watch the film, do what we're working with, and go from there.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, we don't want to keep you. We know school has started, so it's not like, tomorrow you got to wake up and do this all over again through class, through practice, and then have the burden of who knows if you are going to play. So a lot on your mind. But we always like to end it on a light note. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with us?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's delve into your playlist on your phone. What's that one song, if your buddies knew you listened to, they might tease you about?
Blue Tacoma.
Okay.
It's fly, but it's a really good song.
All right, but you might get scorched a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I love country. I like good music. I think good anything's good. Bad is bad, and like my podcast or my playlist goes, it's so stupid crazy. I mean, I go Tyler Childress, the Dean Martin, the Public Enemy, and it just continues that continuous. Mixture of all of that. How about this one? School-wise, do you have a favorite teacher or a favorite class?
Microbiology is like a half year, like a semester class. And then last year I took like human anatomy. It's all pretty interesting to me. I like it a lot.
Nice. And we had Nick last week, Alessia. He liked math. He liked science.
Yeah.
So we got some smart kids lining up for the Niles McKinley Red Dragons. I would have said Jim. Me personally, I would have said Jim, and then I would have said Jim again, and then ditto Jim 10 times deep, and then maybe art class from my days here. And then the final one, you are an O-lineman, and you talked about the fun meals that are at Coach's house. Who's the biggest eater?
Oh, not Keeley.
Keeley?
Oh, yeah. He can eat anything.
what's the most impressive thing you get him to eat?
Honestly, if you tell him to eat anything, he'll eat it. Like, you give him something to open, I'll eat that. It could be wild things. It could be, like, big stuff. He'll eat it regardless.
And then, Coach, before we let you go, Coach said you worked the drive-thru?
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Let me ask you this. Is there something that we can order that we don't know about that we could order? Like, is there something that you guys make? Like, if I went through there right now, I'm like, hey, I need a Doritos Locos taco, but add this or do that.
All right, so you get a crunch wrap.
Okay.
There's like a tostada shell in there, but you break the Doritos tacos, you stick it in there. Me personally, I like to add like some chipotle sauce, some rice, and then put extra sour cream on it. It's really good.
See, and that's why we asked that question.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And then, so there's this burrito that my old manager showed me. You take the Cinnabon.
Okay.
You put some more of the cinnamon sugar on it. You roll it up. You fry it.
Ooh.
And you stick it in the bag with the cinnamon sugar. You shake it all up. And you put it on a tray. And this might sound weird, but you put sour cream on the top.
Really?
Yeah. And you crunch out cinnamon twist. And it tastes like it's like creamy. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah. Really good.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Connor, you were an absolute pleasure to have on the show, and hopefully everything gets resurrected with their or situated with the team, schools, everything, and then hopefully you guys can get this game in as well. I know you guys worked hard. So, with that said, we appreciate you stopping by. As always, big shout-out to Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance and listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.